Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2018 Reese's Senior Bowl with South Alabama, Jeremy Reese. Jeremy, what's it like being down here, especially being at home in your home state?
It's awesome. Dreams come true for me. I'm from West Coast, Florida, so I'm a hop skip away from actually being from my hometown. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm excited for my family and all my teammates from the past from Washington.
Yeah, definitely. You know, have you ever been here? Because I know a lot of people sometimes, if they're flying in the Mobile, they'll go fly in the Pensacola.
I came to this game every other year, no kidding. So I've been to Senior Bowl probably 8-9 times. Honestly, it's something that's.
And you're gonna be in it.
Yeah, and now I'm in it. I remember coming to it as a kid. I'm like, wow, like these guys are big. Like now I'm playing it, and it's just like, man, it's a surreal moment for me. I'm excited about it.
Growing up, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you that guy scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Actually, yeah, it's kind of funny. I hated football at first when I first
really?
Started. My dad forced me to play. I got hit one time, and I was like, I don't want to play anymore. Like, I don't want to play. So but he was like, you're going to stick with it. You're not going to quit. Stuck with it. And that first year, I think I ran like 38 touchdowns as a 5-year-old.
Wow.
Because I'm younger than, like, I'm the youngest one here, I'm pretty sure.
How old are you?
I'm 21, but I just turned 21 August 29th. So a lot of these guys 22, 23. So I've always been younger than everybody, but I kind of use that as like motivation kind of thing, and it's kind of helped me, honestly, because if everybody else is getting old, I'm still being a prime.
For you, when did it sink in, man? You know it doesn't matter what level of football you're playing at, everybody wants to get to Sunday.
Right.
So for you, when did that kind of set in? I mean, maybe some scouts pop on campus that speak to you, your coaches tell you. I mean, when did it really kind of sink in that you got a real shot?
I always believed I had a shot as a kid.
Okay.
I've always had confidence in myself. I've never doubted, you know, my ability. But I really, you know, bought in after my sophomore year in college. I had a very productive year. And that was my first year I started. I started against Power 5. We played Nebraska.
Okay.
And can't remember the second team that we played, but Nebraska was enough. Nebraska, they're a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So that moment really proved to myself, like, you can play on any level. Then the following year, we beat Mississippi State in Starkville. I was starting corner, and, you know, I give up maybe 2 catches. I'm like, yeah, okay. It's time to turn it up a notch now.
Yeah. And then it really sets fire.
And then it really, then you know, senior year, it just goes crazy. So.
And now you're here. Once again, Jeremy Reese, South Alabama Santa, here at the 2018 Reese Senior Bowl, a game that he said he saw 8 or 9 times growing up, and now he's part of it. There's going to be young kids in the stands looking at him, dreaming about, that's generation to generation.
That's the goal, though. You know, I'm a guy that when these Mobile kids come, or when these Pensacola kids come, they can look at me and say, this kid is hope for me. One day I can beat him. I'm sure my Instagram DMs and Twitter DMs have been going crazy. But I've been responding to all these kids and telling them, you know, hey, like, I want you to be better than me. But you can use me as a tool to say, okay, he did it. This is where he came from. We're from the same place. I can do the same thing. So that's the goal.
Nice. Now, on the field, you've been talking to scouts since you got here.
Yes.
Here in the film room, what are they going to love about you? What do you bring to that DB position where they're like, man, we got to use a pick on you?
I recognize really well what's going on. Yeah, that's my formations. I dissect things really well. And then I'm just aggressive. I'm a football player. I like to hit. I like to cover. I'm not afraid to go stick my nose in there with a 300-pound guy. And I'm not afraid to go tackle a 230-pound running back. That's what I like to do.
Nice.
It pops on tape. And they're like, wow, man, this kid's a hard-nosed football player. He's smart. You know, he's always around the ball. I have a knack for the football. Whether that's knocking it out or that's catching it, I have a knack for it. So that definitely pops on film.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed on film? I ask this because, you know, we do pass this off to teams. They might want to give it a listen. I mean, maybe the system you ran, maybe you're a film room junkie, maybe you're a workout warrior, maybe you're the guy leading the secondary.
Right.
I mean, what do these guys need to know that they just
They
can't
definitely
see?
Know I'm captain. You can tell on film. I was lining up D-lineman. That's very rare for a safety.
Yeah.
Usually most guys, you'd be surprised, only know their position. I was a guy that took pride in learning everybody's spot, because once you know what everybody else is doing, it makes your job a whole lot easier. You can just focus on playing football at that point. So, yeah, you can tell I'm a general. I'm very instructive. I'm also a guy that brings people with me. I want people to come along with me. We had a quarterback this past year that was a very talented kid but didn't really have the football smarts. And, you know, I took him in. I mean, this is kind of a quarterback. We meet totally different. And, you know, I took him in the DB room and I drew up cover three. And I said, hey, this is what goes on in cover three. This is how cover two works. As a quarterback, this is your read. I've never went quarterback, but, I mean, I just know football so much. I know what they're reading, obviously. And I just try to, you know, coach him up, help him up as much as I can. You know, I want those guys to succeed at my university at home. So.
Awesome, man. That's excellent stuff. Once again, Jeremy Reese on the C2P. Do you get comparisons to anybody? Family, friends, teammates? Say, man, when we're watching guys at that next level, this guy kind of reminds me of you?
Yeah, I get a couple. I get Tyrann Mathieu. I've gotten McLeod that plays with the Eagles, the star center for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Mike Hilton from the Steelers.
I love Mike Hilton.
Yeah, so.
I covered Steelers.
Okay, here we go.
I love Mike. I just love
him. He's a dude, though.
The Plain Sights. I call him the Plain Sights Firehouse.
Yeah, he is a dude.
He will knock your head off.
Yeah.
So you got to be like 25 pounds heavier than Mike Hilton.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I've seen him in the locker room. You know what I mean? I'm looking at you. You see a little, you know.
Right.
So, Mike, I love you. If you don't. And when you see me, don't think I'm challenging you. I'm just saying. Jeremy looks a little bit more bulked up there. But that's all
right. Look, I'm training that right now. You've been playing a whole football season, so I understand.
Yeah. Where are you training?
APEC in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, they do a fantastic. APEC does a nice job.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely do a good job.
How long have you been down there?
For about a month now.
All right.
I've been getting some good work.
So does Jeremy Reese kind of sneak some peeks in the mirror a little bit more watching that transition?
Oh, yeah. Watching that transition, trimming that body fat, putting on muscle. Yeah, I can take a little peek.
Yeah, a little peek. That's all right, man.
Yes, sir.
Man. Well, hey, man, it's been a blessing talking to you. But before we wrap things up, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with some of these off-the-wall questions? You probably like this whole thing's been off the wall right now.
Yeah, it's been off the wall.
All right, female celebrities, my man. If you could take anybody out, female celebrity, for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take?
Lauren Wood.
I like that one.
Yeah.
You guys, all this whole Senior Bowl class has been phenomenal this morning. Because
I got you.
You know, we do about 300 shows leading up to the draft, and then we kind of tally the names up. And for the last 10 years, like, Beyonce's always won.
One, right.
Rihanna beat her one time.
Right.
But it's always Beyonce, Rihanna, and then Megan, so it's always.
Right.
But it's always those three.
Right.
This morning, I didn't get any of those three, which is nice.
Right.
You know.
It's different.
Yeah. How about this? Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. If you got everything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want on there? Any idea, any kind of theme?
So I'm like my cleats?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I haven't thought of that. But actually, I have. There was a picture I saw not long ago where there was a guy in the mining cave and he's chipping away.
Oh, okay.
And then there's one that he turns away right when he gets his gold. So keep pushing. The moral of the story is keep pushing. You never know how close you are until you break, until you, you know, breakthrough. So.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, Jeremy, we appreciate you stopping by. Glad I got to put a name to a face and get to know you a little bit, man.
Yes,
well, hey, man, we always just say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed.
Absolutely. Thank you. You be blessed too.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.